686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We've got a really, really interesting show today. I want to say one thing. All of our guests are very, very important. All of them are very, very bright, intelligent people. I want you to, in the case of this particular week, pay special attention to the last two segments of this program. Cecil Andrus, who is the former Secretary of the Interior and also a 14-year governor of the state of Idaho. Very, very interesting guy. He's one politician who knows the mining industry backwards and forwards. I have to say he is very, very, in my mind, straight thinking, forward thinking, etc., has nothing but positive things to say about the mining industry. And we're going to discuss that in the last two segments of the show. But speaking of the mining industry, I'm going to open up the show right now with Marshall Barrow. Marshall, as most of you know by now, is the co-portfolio manager and co-founder of the Encompass Fund. This is a mutual fund that is performing very, very well, according to Morningstar. And I, in the interest of full disclosure, by the way, am a shareholder in the Encompass Fund. And I don't regret that action for a minute. Marshall, here's my question. We have a lot of things going on in the world right now, a lot of really spooky things, scary things going on right now. And, you know, I was interviewed, did an interview for Reuters here earlier today, and they asked me what I thought were the current fundamentals driving gold. You know, and I said, well, that's pretty simple. You know, you've got continuing strong buying from the Far East. You got uncertainty for the future strength of the U.S. dollar, apprehension about the economic situations in Europe and the United States, et cetera, et cetera. Went into a little bit more than that. But then I ended up by saying, you know, tensions in the Middle East are escalating. And in times like these, people oftentimes turn to the currency of last resort, which is gold, for a portion of their investments. You know, I got to tell you, we talk about opportune times to invest in certain areas. And I right now am concerned to the point where I feel as strongly as I have ever felt that a portion of a person's portfolio, and this is not investment advice, let's say a portion of Al Corlin's portfolio is definitely in hard assets. Give me your views on that.
Well, I think it makes sense for Al Corlin's portfolio or most anybody else's portfolio. At the Encompass Fund, we are not strictly a commodities fund or gold or silver,
right.
But we have focused on commodity companies since the fund was formed 5 years ago. And you kindly mentioned to the benefit of the shareholders of Encompass Fund. But we've done that for a number of reasons, some of which you just enumerated with regards to gold. But it's also a general supply and demand. It's the general global growth. It's the increasing number of persons who are reaching a middle class status in the emerging nations, if you can still call them emerging, such as China and India, Brazil, and various other countries. But with regards to gold specifically, there's a number of factors that have been at work to raise the price of gold from a sub 300 10 years ago to 1500 and currently, and from all indications, it's going to continue to rise. That's not to say it goes in a straight line. It doesn't. We've certainly seen over the last few weeks that gold and even more so silver can retreat, whether you consider it profit-taking or consolidation or stabilization or the speculators leaving or whatever the reason, whatever the factors are, that's what's at play. And it's very normal and natural for a market to do that. But having said that, you look at a longer-term chart, and you see gold continues to move upward. And at the Encompass Fund, we think that's going to continue to be the case. Now, currently, after having gone through some correction over the last few weeks, and which was really mild, when gold went from 1560, say, to 14, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 or 60, just depending which, whether you're looking at intraday or the futures or spot.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it came down, and so maybe came down 4 or 5%. That's a normal type correction or pause. Now it's ended the week with a big jump Friday, and probably having to do with the discussions going on and the speeches going on in Washington, D.C. With our president, with President Obama, and Netanyahu of Israel. And Obama on Thursday made a speech. It's not whether you agree with his views or you disagree, it made news, is making news. Israel's got its own views of what needs to be done and how it needs to be done, and there's tensions tensions continue in the Middle East, and not the least of which is Libya and Syria. And while they're not currently shooting in Egypt, they need to get a government, they need to get working again as a country, in various other countries. And then those concerns, those uncertainties, are what historically has led to gold going up. And I think we've certainly seen it to the end of the week, in the rise in the price of gold on a short-term basis. Now, next week, it may go back down a little, may go up some, but certainly if you want to look at the longer term, we continue to like gold and silver. So silver has its own characteristics.
Yeah, you know, I hate to keep beating a dead horse, but I have to tell you, because I have to tell listeners, because I am so thoroughly convinced of this. You know, in spite of the fact that some of our listeners are saying, you know, they think I'm wrong. Well, I mean, that's their right. You know, but the fact of the matter is, it just, in my mind, for precious metals for the time being, it is the perfect storm. There's no question about that whatsoever. I mean, it was, you know, when we had this last huge spike back in the late 70s, early 80s, where gold went up over about, what, 800 an ounce or thereabouts, it was short-lived, okay? This one is not short-lived. This particular price trend, which started, as you very accurately said, about 10 years ago when gold was trading down around $254 an ounce, it's taken 10 years to gradually, systematically move up to where it is right now. And as we're recording, it's a little over $1,500. And I don't see that changing. I think that we're going to, my personal opinion is that we're going to have probably a stabilization at these levels or a bit higher. And what does that mean for Al Corlin as an investor? Well, that means that his comfort level in terms of investing in mining companies, whether they're the junior explorers or the developmental stage companies or the senior producers, you know, I think that is a great, great place to be. And I, again, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but we may have one new listener out there who hasn't heard this before, and it might get him to stop and think, Marshall.
Well, that's very correct, and I'm sure all your listeners are thinking all the time, Al. But no, that's very true, and something for people to look at and consider is that the stocks, the gold stocks in particular, have trailed the increase in the rise of the price of gold over the last several months,
mm-hmm.
and you go back through history, and you'll see times when the commodity price is rising faster than the price of the stocks involved in that commodity, or vice versa. Sometimes the commodity stocks get ahead of the commodity. What we've seen over the last several months is that the commodities, and particularly looking at gold and silver, were doing far better.
And that, Mr. B, is a subject that we're going to leave for the next segment when I'm going to be chatting with Peter Grandich. Hey, listen, if you guys have any interest in the Encompass Fund, click on the banner on our website. You can get all the information you want. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back as promised with my friend Peter Grandich. Peter and I are going to discuss something right now that I think is very, very relevant given the state of the industry. You know, you've got gold and silver prices going up, but by the same token, there is a disconnect between the companies involved in those particular industries that you can invest in and the prices of their stocks. And, you know, Peter and I have been investing in companies like this for long, long time, over 20 years, 25 years, and we're going to discuss that a little bit. And Peter, one thing that you brought out to me that I think listeners need to be aware of is, as a general statement, and we don't mean to scare you off, you guys, but as a general statement, when you're investing in junior mining companies, you've got to keep one thing in mind, and that is failure is the norm, right?
Yeah, and that's right. You don't want to be scared, but understand for every 10 that make an honest effort to find, develop, either sell or bring into production a significant deposit, one or two at best achieve that. So if you just simply buy these and hold these for multiple years and so forth and so on, the large percentage won't work out. Now, the ones that work out may make up for all the ones that lose, lesser or more, but on average, you must recognize that in the junior business, failure is the norm. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's to understand that this isn't, you know, CDs and bonds.
Well, what I think investors really need to do is they really need to do something that we've been talking about on this show for 20 years, and that is you've really got to be involved. If you're going to invest in the resource industry, you've got to be involved in it head over heels, for lack of better terms, and you have to work with a professional, you know, who can give you good advice. But yeah, you don't, in this particular industry, historical profits in many, many companies, or I guess I should say from many, many companies, have been huge. But again, by the same token, as an overall statement, you know, you're right. One company in 10 will actually go on, and even probably less than that will actually go on and actually, you know, go into production. We've had a good track record on this show, Pete, and I know you have also in your newsletter and your blogs, you know, with typically the companies that we get involved in really, really accomplish something. But my God, there's over 1,000 junior mining companies out there. They're not all going to make it.
Well, that also takes us to the other difficulties at the moment. The amount of people interested in this, particularly from the financial service institutional side, mm-hmm. I believe is actually less than it was 10 years ago when metals and mining prices were a lot lower. The industry itself, the financial service industry, seems a big change, particularly in the United States, and now it's happening in Canada as well. The industry's gone from a commission-driven business where a lot of people did individual stocks and you had a lot of gold brokers and brokers who bought a lot of gold stocks. So if you got one broker, you got 200, 300, 400 clients of theirs, to the point where it's become asset gatherers. And so individuals' stock selection is not as active as it used to be. Then the regulatory, there's been overkill. I mean, there's a lot of good things that happen in the regulatory, but here in the States, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for the average person to buy a junior resource stock that's trading up in Toronto, because most brokerage firms don't allow brokers to solicit orders, and now some are even stopping unsolicited orders.
Right.
And then the last thing that really impacted that, and I think has been a negative on it, even though I participate that, and that's private placement. Shrinking the hold period to just 4 months is not giving these companies a chance to not only digest that amount of stock that's been increased in the dilution, but an opportunity to increase shareholder value so this paper just doesn't keep coming back into the market. And now what we've seen a lot is we see a lot of when the institutions buy it, they sell the stock for any profit they can and simply keep the warrant they usually get or half a warrant they mm-hmm. get. So as great as the metals have done, and, you know, they're up, what, five-fold, tenfold from prices we saw when we were back 10 years ago.
Sure.
The industry itself and the actual markets are not performing as well for the reasons I just discussed with you.
Well, I have to say that, you know, there's a lot of truth in what you're saying, but I don't want listeners to get the impression that Peter and I are negative on investing in
mining. No, not at all. But I think if we're
realistic. Yeah.
I think if you're realistic with people and people have an understanding, and then when they identify that capital that's appropriate, then they wouldn't have all the day-to-day panics that they go through, and they would be able to see the forest before the trees and actually have the potential that this industry offers to be successful.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. You know, one comment I would make is that I've been involved in this industry since about 1982, October of 82 specifically, and I've gotten more and more involved in it, you know, as the years progress as an investor, et cetera. And the one thing I would have to say is the mining industry, the personnel involved in the mining industry really, really has evolved from where they were back in the early 1980s. You know, you had an awful lot back in those days of just out and out stock promoters. You know, and if you were on the right side of the trade, you did really, really well. But a lot of the information, I would have to say, or let me just say, a portion of the information back in those days was, I would say, not perhaps as viable as it should have been. But that really. Today, you still have a certain element of that. I mean, you have an element of that on companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, there's no question about that. But in terms of the level of sophistication in the mining industry, both from the technical standpoint and also from the promotion standpoint, for lack of better terms, wow, it really, really has improved. Any comments on that, Pete?
The good news is without a question, and the 43-101 rule really made a big difference in the junior market. The downside to that is there was a slight overkill in the terminology and the marketing words and terminologies that companies could use, to the point, let's understand this, all of these are in an entrepreneurial phase. They haven't either found the asset to be past the point of no return, that they got everything they need, and they're constantly always raising money. So promotion, and when people hear that, they think it's a dirty word. No, it's part of life. Any entrepreneur company, any small business opening down on the street is promoting itself in all sorts of ways, the same way a junior has to promote. The problem has been is the terminology that companies could use to describe what they're doing has been very restrictive, and in a sense, it's made it more difficult for them. But at the same token, the 43-101 rule really gave a standard to the industry that was really lacking for years.
Yeah. Okay, I want to bring up one other thing. Peter and I are both going to be appearing at the Cambridge House World Investment Conference on June 5th and 6th up in Vancouver. It's going to be at the convention center up there. I am very much looking forward to it. Going to be hosting a panel late in the day, and also I'm going to be doing a workshop. What's your involvement, Pete?
Well, I haven't actually seen my speaking times yet, but I always look forward to it. I mean, the truth of the matter is the two Vancouver shows are among the premier mining shows around the world today. So Vancouver is always a special interest. And at this point in time, they may even be celebrating the Stanley Cup winner by then.
They very well could be. The Canucks, as we're recording here, are up 2-0, and that's pretty exciting. Listen, if you folks have an interest in the Cambridge House show, we've got a banner on our site. Simply click on that banner. You can get all the information you want. You can register. Listeners to this program are allowed to get in with not paying for admission, so that's a good deal. Both Pete and I have been involved with these guys for an awful long time, and I have to agree wholeheartedly, and that is that this is one of the premier shows out there. Pete, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I'm chatting right now with Keith Schaefer. Keith is a gentleman who I've brought on the show who is a real expert when it comes to energy issues. He has a newsletter, which I really think you guys ought to take a look at, called the Oil and Gas Investments Bulletin. He came out with a very, very interesting missive yesterday talking about income trusts. You know, income trusts were an investment avenue that was very, very popular in the past, and Keith says, you know what, the income trust game is back, just in a different form. Keith, what do you mean by that?
Well, like you said, Al, this was one of the most popular investment vehicles throughout the last decade, and it became so popular that the Canadian government had to basically cancel them because these companies were tax advantaged. They were able to pass on their profits through to shareholders in form of a yield. So All of a sudden, instead of getting the 2 or 3% interest in a bank, you were able to get 8, 10, sometimes 12% interest out of these energy income trusts.
Okay.
And they were great, and the Americans loved them as well, because
sure,
even though they have their own MLPs, the Master Limited Partnerships,
they
were able to get these dividends in Canadian funds. And, of course, the Canadian dollar has jumped about 50% from, well, more than that, from the U.S. dollar in the last 5-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was that the Canadian government back then said, you know, we're not getting our fair share of taxes from these Canadian assets. So on October 31st, 2006, they said no more trusts, and everybody has to convert back to a regular corporation and not have this tax advantage by December 31st, 2010, just 6 months ago.
Okay.
So when that happened now, there was basically no more trusts left. So that was $63 billion worth of trusts and several hundred million dollars worth of cash flow distributions
mm-hmm.
to investors stopped. So the companies are still there, but now they have to pay regular dividends, which are taxed at a slightly different rate. So what the market, all of a sudden, in its ingenious way, was able to figure out was that this structure can still work if you don't use Canadian assets.
Right.
That's where the government was getting hung up on, that we are not getting our fair share of taxes out of these Canadian assets. But they don't care if they don't get their fair share out of American assets
right.
or European assets. So what's happened here now in the last year, well, really the last 7 months, two new companies have come to trade that are energy income trusts. And what they've done is they've used United States assets, one's in Texas, one's in Oklahoma, where they have been able to structure these companies so that the payout can go straight to investors in a tax-advantaged way. So, and they're paying out, you know, 9 to 11%. And what's very interesting for the shareholders is that that is such a high yield, the market is willing to bid up these new stocks so that the yield goes down to about 7%. So what that means is that if you're lucky enough to get in on the initial financing of these IPOs
mm-hmm.
on these new energy income trusts, you're going to get a 10 to 15% bump in share price almost out of the gate
mm-hmm.
as the market gets excited about it, getting all this new yield. Al, I think this is going to be one of the biggest new things in the oil and gas sector. Actually, one of the biggest new old things.
Yeah.
This is going to come back with a vengeance.
Well, let's talk about one. Let's talk about Eagle Energy Trust, okay?
Right. So Eagle Energy was the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, they decided to go with gas assets as opposed to oil assets. So if they were able to figure out a way to buy these assets cheap enough that they could still pay out a regular dividend at what they had hoped to be about 9 to 11%. And, of course, gas hasn't really gone anywhere. But what they've been able to do is hedge their production to guarantee their payout distributions. And the stock has done really, really well. It's gone from about a $9 IPO up to over 11, and it's trading very, very well. And distributions so far have been steady despite fairly low gas prices. So it has been a big success. And I tell you, around Calgary, that's attracted a lot of attention. A lot of eyebrows went, wow.
No, if somebody buys this particular, we're talking about Eagle right now. If somebody buys Eagle, let's say at $11 a share, okay, what in fact is their, what kind of yield are they going to get?
On the Eagle Energy Trust right now, that it's going to be around 8%.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. So what's happening now is that all the promoters and the investment bankers are going, wow, I want to get in on this game.
That's really, really interesting. Let's talk a little bit. I'm intrigued by this, Keith. Let's talk a little bit about the safety of these particular investments.
Well, they're very young investments, so we'll see what happens here. But what I'd say is going to happen is they are going to be very safe, simply because history says under the old model, even as these companies paid out over 100% of their cash flow, they were able to raise equity
sure.
quite easily to support that payout in case their own cash flow didn't quite meet expectations. So history says that they're very safe investments. They went on for years and years, a full decade, and you know, really, particularly for seniors, for people in their 50s who didn't want to have risky stocks in their portfolio, these were the best thing that happened to them. And there was a huge outcry when the Canadian government decided to ban them. So history says they're quite safe, but this new structure has yet to be proven over a long term. But I think what the industry is doing is, because they're only doing American assets, when I say foreign assets,
mm-hmm.
they're only going to do American assets, because they need that safe political jurisdiction, because they know their market. They know who's going to buy their stock. It's going to be the 50-year-old plus crowd who are looking for a little bit of income and safety. So they're not going to go do this in the Middle East or Africa or Asia. They're going to do it right here in North America.
So what happened to the investors, Keith, when your federal government in Canada wrapped these things up a few years back?
Well, the trust, they were given a 5-year timeline, so it wasn't like everyone got slaughtered the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But as these companies had to convert, they definitely had a little bit of a hit at first. But then as oil prices rose, Al, they actually weren't affected that much in the long term. They did have to convert to regular corporations and pay regular income tax,
sure.
and pay out their payouts and dividends versus the other structure where you got part of your capital back.
Yeah.
But so in the long term, there actually wasn't that big of an impact. And a lot of these companies ended up having very good management teams. So what they did was, instead of when they transferred out of being a trust into a
yeah.
regular corporation,
sure.
they warned their shareholders, we are no longer going to be a big yield play. We're
mm-hmm.
going to be a growth play.
Yeah.
And a lot of these teams showed that they could do that, and they could compete in that environment. So actually, the stocks over the long term didn't take that much of a hit.
So basically, people really, you know, from a safety standpoint, and when you talk about, you know, that group of our listeners, as an example, who are looking for security over the age of 50 or 60 or what have you, it has worked out, in spite of the fact that the government changed the rules in this case, it worked out pretty well for those people. And now, basically, now because the assets of these income trusts are located offshore, for lack of better terms, and by offshore I mean from a Canadian perspective, they're located down in the United States, that really is a pretty good way to go. I'm very intrigued by that, and I would suggest to people that, you know, again, we don't give investment advice on this program. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Keith, but the fact of the matter is, take a look at his newsletter, Oil and Gas Investment Bulletin, and look at what he has to say about these particular companies, and then, you know, who knows, it may fit, and then again, it may not. Hey, Keith, looking forward to having you back next week. Thanks a lot.
Alan, God bless you. Talk to you next week.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 608-0179.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm chatting with Roger Wiegand right now, and what Roger and I are going to do, Roger did an editorial on Thursday that we received a tremendous, tremendous amount of response from, and we're going to, and that's on the blog, which is on our homepage. What I want to do with Roger is I want to, so the listeners know that we are very, very cognizant of what they're writing, and we're very, very receptive to answering questions, et cetera, et cetera. I want to talk about some of the issues on this particular program that I think are really important. One issue that was brought up is one person out of 34 people who responded to this thing said that they would appreciate if we would stick to business and not necessarily talk about politics and religion. And I have to say that the reason that we do that, I'll give my opinion first and then Roger's second, is I am firmly convinced, not so much with religion, but with politics, that politics play a huge, huge role in the financial community, and you got to be aware of all of the things that are going on if you're going to be an astute investor. A fellow listener by the name of Dan, by the way, responded by saying, quote, "I'm enjoying the discussion very much, and I might say along with Big Al that all the issues we discuss, yes, even politics and religion, are important. All of life is tied together at various points and is therefore relevant to the discussion of economics." Roger, what do you think about that one?
Well, it's a tough situation because normally we try to keep our political discussions tied to what these matters do,
mm-hmm,
relative to our trading and investing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we wander off the reservation because we try to connect them, and it goes deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one part of it. The other thing is, when you get into the Middle East situation, you're almost obviously going to have to talk about religion in some respects. We try not to go there because we don't want to impose any religious ideas on anybody, but we understand pretty clearly what's going on with both sides as far as the Palestinians and the Jewish Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
So
Well, what I find to be interesting about a lot of this stuff is that, you know, we had one listener who felt that we were being decisive divisive in some of our comments, you know, in terms of whether we are, you know, whether what we're saying is interpreted as being, again, we're limiting the discussion here to the Middle East, but whether we're talking about, for lack of better terms, you know, pro-Israeli situations or pro-Islamic situations, you know, giving that particular point of view. And I have to say that my comment on that one, and I feel really, really strongly about this, is that I think that our listeners are bright enough that they don't think necessarily emotionally, but they think based on facts. And, you know, if you're going to think about things, whether it's investing in gold and silver or whether you're going to, talk about stocks or whatever, you have to look at all sides of the story. And here's what I have said, and this is a quote. I responded to this gentleman, James B. I said, James B., I'm convinced that all of the folks who comment in this forum are intelligent enough that they will not let their emotions get away from them. In my mind, things being divisive when people become divisive when people get stupid and let their emotions rule them. I have always believed in both sides of every story needing to be examined, and examined in a way that is objective and unemotional. When a person looks at situations from that standpoint, the truth always comes out. 99% of the time, there is a modicum of truth or a bit of truth to both sides of every argument. What do you think about that, Trader?
Well, I agree with that. I think if you want to look at the problem in the Middle East, specifically the Palestinians and Israel, Britain set that deal up in 1947.
Yeah.
I haven't, you know, redone that history.
Longer ago than that. This whole thing started with the Balfours back in, 1912, 1913, et cetera.
Yeah, so it's got a long history
That's
of problems.
Yeah, huge
now,
history.
One thing that, the Palestinians are being picked on from the standpoint of they're trying to live there. They claim that's their homeland. And what in reality has been happening there is many of the refugees in Palestine are people from Syria, Lebanon, and some of the other more virulent Arab states.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have been pushed in there, millions of them, in my view, to be cannon fodder in a fight with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a kind of a riotous statement, but I think that's true. On the other side of the coin, the Israelis are getting they're getting shot at and bombed and everything else. And, you know, both sides are engaging in some violence. So, you know, what is it? It looks to me like it's an almost no answer situation, but it is what it is. I mean, Israel is a nuclear power, and so is Iran, and
mm-hmm.
Iran is the chief enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So where is this going to go? It's going to be hard to say.
It really is going to be hard to say, but, you know, I have to, and this is kind of a sad thing for me to say, Roger, but, you know, this is the situation in the Middle East has been going on for a long, long time. And the sides are not reaching agreement. And that has been going on for a long, long time. And, you know, and our President Obama, you know, at this particular moment in time has said, we got to go back to on this peace accord between Israel and Palestine, you got to go back to the 67 borders, et cetera, et cetera. He's the first president in a long time, basically, who has come out and been quite pro-Arab, for lack of better terms, and I use that term loosely. But it is what it is, okay? And in my opinion, if you take the current actions that are happening with regard to the Middle East and couple them with what's going on in other parts of the world. I mean, let's not forget Greece. Let's not forget Portugal. Let's not forget Ireland, you know. Let's not forget the good old U.S. of A. I mean, I got to tell you, these things bode very, very well, in my mind, for investing in the hard asset sector. Don't you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, whenever there's dissension and social upheaval and governments have problems and you're dealing with credit and economics, particularly oil in the Middle East is the big one.
Yeah.
Hard assets are the place to go, and that's where we're directed.
Well, no question about that. Speaking of oil, you know, we started a regular weekly segment on this program about 3 weeks ago with a fellow named Keith Schaefer, and with Keith, we're talking about energy because I have to tell you, in my humble opinion, I think that energy is a great place to begin, you know, getting invested in. And personally speaking, that's where Big Al is going to go with a certain portion of our assets. I mean, energy right now is, it's always been important, but with what's happening right now, boy, I'm seeing a lot of good things, whether you're talking about the oil sector, whether you're talking about the natural gas sector, whether you're talking about the service providers in that industry. I'm getting more and more bullish as the, you know, with each and every day on that particular sector. How about you?
Absolutely. We followed oil and gas regularly. We took our first crude oil trade spread. I think about 2 weeks ago Monday, we closed it out and made 100% in trader tracks. That particular trade was a good one. That was the first venture into crude oil. Some of our traders have been asking about natural gas. We think it's early yet, though, with this hot air conditioning situation coming this summer in the U.S., we think natural gas could have a 20% upside.
Sure.
It's too early to jump in the trade, but we follow energy very carefully, and keep in mind that crude oil is 50% of the CRV.
Yeah.
So it's very important as an effect in a basket of commodities, not only on just oil, but on everything.
Yeah.
Gold, silver, the whole pile.
No, I agree 100%. Roger, we've got about a minute left here, and I want to explain once more. I want to encourage, you know, listeners to come to our blog, which is right on the homepage, kereport.com, where probably most of you are listening to this particular show right now, those of you who are using your computers. But Roger and I have a blog. We bring up issues, you know, both of us, you know, together and independently. We bring up issues that we feel we feel are, you know, merit discussion from a group of intelligent people. And anyone listening to this show is certainly an intelligent person. Otherwise, you would have absolutely no interest in it whatsoever, fortunately for our sake. So I've got to tell you, please go to the homepage, comment on the blog. You know, we will use virtually every comment in one way, shape, or form or another as material for this particular program. Because you know what? We want to talk about what you people are interested in. We're not school teachers. You know what? We're all part of the same group. We're all learning from each other. And the only way that we can do that effectively is if we get input from each and every one of you. Roger, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys. Big Al's going to be back for the second hour right after the news.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.